handout. Head to kevinlovefund.org/headspace and be kind to your mind.
God loving Patriots. Welcome to another special pot of Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya. This is the Flaming Conservative. We're going to start off with an opening prayer and then pledge. Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity to do this show. For all of your people tonight, we give you all the thanks and praise in the name of Jesus. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Talk lines 504-556-9696. Emails flamingconservative@wgso.com. Okay, Patriots. Did you feel the presence of God this past Saturday night watching the Trump rally on Newsmax? I know I did. Man, it was totally awesome. Man, for once, I felt proud to be an American. Felt like we were winning. Just like President Trump says, we're winning. I love it when he said, if he's asked, he will take the role of Speaker of the House. I cannot wait. So call me with your opinions. Tonight we have two special guests. First one is conservative activist Carol LaGreco. That's her phone number right here at the top. Call her on the hotline. While we're waiting for Ms. Carol, we got some other things I want to talk about. This mask mandate in New Orleans, all the mayor is going to do is kill businesses. This whole city is dying. I need all my Orleans Parish peeps, patriots, to form a, I can't sign a petition. I'm not a resident of Orleans Parish, but I need all you patriots in Orleans Parish, start a recall petition. Get this evil person out of office. She is killing New Orleans. New Orleans is the economical engine for the whole state of Louisiana. We got to do something. She's killing it. We can't just sit around just wishing and hoping like, oh, man, I hope something happens. No, it's got to be proactive. Don't be reactive. Be proactive. Do something now. File a recall petition with the Secretary of State. Let's get this thing going now. We'll come down and help you collect signatures. We need to get her out. She is killing this city. She's killing this state. Okay. On the phone, we got my special guest, conservative activist, the Honorable Miss Carol LaGreco. Good evening, Miss Carol.
Hey, good evening, John. How are you doing?
Great. As you heard my opening speech, felt the presence of God, huh?
Yeah, what are we going to do? I will tell you that Jeff Landry, the Attorney General, may not do everything we want, but tomorrow at 6 p.m., he'll be in Metairie. And I would suggest the people, even though we're in Metairie, which actually is a better thing, can go address him with our issues that maybe he can push other people as well. They may or may not listen. We never know what a politician's going to do behind closed doors, but I think it's, you know, an opportunity for any time there's a politician out there, whether they're in Baton Rouge, in Metairie, New Orleans, getting out there, going to our school board meetings, going to our council meetings, voting, you know, participating in our country.
Thank
whether
you.
It's on the lowest level or not, we need to get out there and we need to let them hear our voices.
Let all the listeners know exactly where where AG Landry is going to be at tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow night it's at 6 p.m. at 3400 Monticello Street in Metairie.
That's by Jefferson Parish, Orleans Parish line, right?
Yes, I'll get you specific on that. And I don't know if you want to put it on your website.
I'm gonna 3400 Monticello Avenue in Jefferson in Metairie. I'm
gonna Monticello Street. And that's zip code 7005.
I'm going to put it on my Facebook page.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. But that's a great opportunity for people to get out there. People, you know, wanting to hear their voices heard, it's a great way to do it.
Totally agree. We got to address this crime with A.G. Landry, too. You just sent me a... You said your daughter got broken into and you called 911 and they didn't respond till a couple of days later?
Yeah, well, this is what happened. I'll try and make it quick. About a month ago, my daughter calls me up at 1 o'clock in the morning. She lives in the warehouse district. Somebody's breaking in. She's sitting on her sofa watching TV. Glass shatters in and crushes down on her, cuts her legs and everything.
Wow.
She calls 911. Three times, no answer. She's scared to death. So she calls me. And, of course, you know, I ask her if she called 911. She says, yes, they don't answer. I had to call 911. Jefferson Parish answered. Jefferson Parish transfers me. I get put on hold, and they finally answer the call because I was transferred from Jefferson. They said it would be at least an hour. I said, they're still outside. They're talking about coming in. She could be dead by the time you get there. So they call me back 2 hours later saying, we might be able to get somebody out. Do you still need us? And I'm like, no, somebody else came. She called a friend and 10 guys came and confronted the guys outside that were trying to break in which they pushed in her door. And if it weren't for her friends there, she could have been hurt, killed, raped, murdered. You never know.
Unfortunately, if one of those perpetrators would have got hurt by the Good Samaritans would be locked up in jail. You know how that goes with social justice today. You know what I'm talking about, Ms. Carroll?
Absolutely. It's a reverse. You know, you can look at, you know, the situation with the poor police officer in Atlanta, Georgia. I believe it was Atlanta. And she had every right to use lethal force to go after that guy. She tried to use her taser. She mistakenly pulled a gun on him, and she's going to jail, and she's going to serve, at least 16 years in prison for making a mistake, which was a fatal mistake. But as an officer, she was entitled to use lethal force at that point, and she still went to jail.
Of course. Look what happened
officers?
At Atlanta.
Yeah, exactly. But it can happen here.
Yes.
You know, that's the point. Do you think our politicians, our district attorney is going to support our police officers in a situation like that?
No, because those thugs are their voters.
Exactly. It's the woke left. And, you know, it's just sad to say because, you know, today it's Martin Luther King Day, right?
Correct.
Celebrating a man who his greatest moment was, you know, his speech on I Have a Dream, how all men become equal. And you look at this woke left, critical race theory, which is a bunch of BS.
Okay, Miss Carroll, we gotta go to a break and pay some bills. Can you hold on for a minute for the next segment?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Miss Carroll. We'll be back. We'll be back at get your bow ready.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
God, family, and country. Unfortunately, in today's society, God is no longer the center of both the family and country. But on Monday, December 6th at 8 p.m., that will all change because we're putting God and patriotism back in the center of everything. Join me, John Swisher, a.k.a. the Flaming Conservative, host of my new show, Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya, Monday nights at 8 p.m. on WGSO, WGSO.com, and Facebook Live. Come and get you some.
Everything Old is New Again is moving from Saturday at 1 to Saturday at 9 a.m. on WGSO 990 AM. That's Everything Old is New Again.
Millions plan for retirement online. Estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Okay, Patriots, we're back. We have a caller on the line. Let's go to Matthew from Metairie. Good evening, Matthew. Come on, Matthew. Miss Carroll, you there?
Yes, I am.
Matthew.
He must have hung up.
Okay.
Maybe Matthew can call back in. Maybe he got disconnected.
Okay, call back in, Matthew. We're going to go to Mark from Gretna. Good evening, Mark.
Hey, Swisher. Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to the Randy Jackson interview tonight, man.
Yeah, I want you to call in for him, too, man. I appreciate that.
I might do that. I like the fact you're putting the rock and roll with the political stuff. It's really cool. I want to say, since it's Martin Luther King Day, I want to bring attention to your listeners. It's kind of ironic that, today, so many people with the vaccine mandates and the rules and the regulations, everybody's got to take the vaccine or they can't be a part of society. It's almost like the mark of the beast. You know, African Americans need to realize and research their history, if they haven't yet, of what happened in Tuskegee, where they intentionally injected syphilis over the course of 40 years in Tuskegee, Alabama. Our U.S. government did that. So, you know, people need to remember that when taking these vaccines, especially on Martin Luther King Day. But no, I'll say this about Randy Jackson, and it was a great interview with Steve Blaze and Lillian Axe last week. I've seen Zebra a couple times. It's a great three-piece band, kind of reminds me of Rush, three-piece, great rock band. And they're a New Orleans treasure. I've seen Lily in action a few times, but I'm hoping to see Zebra soon again. I've seen Randy Jackson solo in local venues like Hurricanes Bar in Metairie. He plays there sometimes. But anyway, I'm looking forward to your interview tonight. And keep on doing a great job on the radio. And I want to get your take on the Tuskegee experiment when they injected the African-Americans with the syphilis over 40 years. What's your take on that?
I don't like it, man. The government's been pandering to the black folks for years. That's your typical Democrats. And it just makes me sick.
Oh, it is. And the saddest thing is that the government gets away with this. And we, the people, need to start taking our control back of our country. We've given these politicians the ability to work on our behalf, not to take over our country.
These politicians forgot they're our servants. We're not their servants. You know where to get their paychecks from, the source? Your tax dollars, my tax dollars, Miss Patty's tax dollars, Mark's tax dollars, everybody else's tax dollars.
And our tax dollars paid for the Tuskegee experiments as well.
Yes.
And, you know, we have a lot of local history here. Going back to, if anybody has or hasn't read Dr. Mary's Monkey, I suggest you go to Barnes & Noble's or buy it online and get that book. But it talks a lot about how the federal government gave Tulane University grant money to create a virus to kill Castro and all the complications in that and how it ties into the JFK assassination and many other things.
Wow.
It's a great read. And I think, you know, people who are interested in our history and New Orleans politics should take a look at it. Jeez. And I don't get anything off of that. I really liked the book, and I saw where they were coming from. I thought it was very important to read that. But I also think, you know what? We can flood the telephone lines, the phone calls, emails to LaToya the Destroyer and let her know what we the people think. Can you imagine if we took one day as an entire city and did not go into the city, did not buy gasoline in the city, groceries in the city, didn't go to a restaurant in the city, didn't stay at a hotel in the city, you know, didn't pay our electric bills, our water bills, or anything on that day, and not one shred of commerce went into the city of New Orleans on one particular day.
I don't think she really cares.
She does not care, but guess what? We the people will start waking up. The people who are asleep, who are brain dead, people, you know, who are following blindly, you know, this woke left agenda, will see. They have to start seeing what's going on.
Okay.
And it takes the people that are awake to show them what's going on.
Okay, we got another caller on the line. Matthew from Metairie. Good evening, Mr. Matthew.
Good evening. So, Ms. Carol, I have to ask you, why doesn't your daughter have a gun?
Oh, my daughter is getting a gun. She's got a taser and she has pepper spray, but she has not taken her concealed carry yet, and she is getting a gun.
Well, you can get the gun without getting a concealed carry license.
She wants to learn how to shoot it first, which I respect that.
Right. Well, I would advise her get involved with the HDF NOLA group. They never charge you any money. They keep assuring me of that. And I've been to a couple
Absolutely.
Of meetings.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, what you're talking about is all the destruction in the city. Just remember that there are supposed to be 270,000 registered voters and only, what was it, like 22% of them or some stupid low number like that actually showed up and voted?
Yes, Cantrell had 44,000 votes.
Well, the guess I had on a couple of weeks ago, the Honorable Miss Amy Misko, the only conservative candidate for city council, told me it was a selection, not an election.
Exactly.
That's a nice theory, Don, but you got to give me the receipts, man. You know, like they say nowadays, show me the receipt. I think with 2020...
The Dominion machines, they probably, there's almost no way. If they're doing in New Orleans what they've done in Atlanta, Georgia, stuffing ballots, ballot harvesting.
In New Orleans, don't we use those electronic voting machines where you press the button and it chinks? But they have to have the logs where the people signed in. They have to have all of that other stuff, too. So you wouldn't need a whole lot of cheating at all if only 22% of the population showed up to vote. You would actually only need to do a little bit of cheating.
Just exactly.
Enough to make up the system. And they didn't exactly flood the polls to make it impossible to cheat. So I don't know why the people didn't show up and voted. I mean, I would love the answer to that question. I don't live in Orleans Parish. I'm just watching as it circles the drain, thinking to myself, gee, I hope we don't go with it.
Well, we need to do something about this. New Orleans is an economic engine for the whole state of Louisiana, the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and the Mississippi Pine Belt of Picayune and Hattiesburg Laurel area. New Orleans supports all this, and we need all the Patriots from the area to join in to fight. We got to take it back.
The problem is, John, you're in the auto business. You know when it's time to rebuild the engine.
That's correct.
The rings are gone. The main bearings are rattled out. The tappets are tapped out. The hydraulic lifters, they ain't doing no lifting. And the push rods are bent.
LaToya's a burnt-out Chevrolet 350. Tom, take that motor out and put a fresh 454 under the hood.
Well, that would be great, but she's only the carburetor.
sucks a lot of money out of this city.
Yes, she's a carburetor with bad jets. But you got a couple of issues in New Orleans. One is media. You've got the Fox 8, which is left of center, WDSU. I don't really watch them. And then I don't know what the rest of them are like, but it doesn't seem like they're too interested in holding what is the phrase that they love to throw a dandy about? They love to say this when Trump was president, holding truth to power or power to truth or something like that. They don't do that, you've noticed, with Democrat politicians. Have you noticed this? That's one of the issues you have in New Orleans. How many of the people in New Orleans get their news from the Breakfast Club?
Nobody.
Yeah, I'm afraid it's probably a lot more than we think. That concerns me greatly because it's like the three communists on in the morning. Okay. And they don't even know they're communists.
Okay, I got to go to break now. Miss Carol, it was a pleasure having you on as a special guest host. We got to do this another time.
Yes, well, good luck. And I
need
think
a new
that,
roof? See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman. See the pros at See Freeman Enterprises. 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Place, Louisiana. 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs.
After 84 weeks of free live stream music shows, FunkyUncle.live has moved our shows to The Howling Wolf so we can bring the funk to you every Wednesday at 7 p.m. We're selling tickets at the door and on our website for only $10, and tickets are half off at the door with a valid student ID. And don't worry if you aren't able to join us at The Howling Wolf, FunkyUncle.live will still be live streaming the show every Wednesday for free.
Coming to the FunkyUncle.live stage on January 12th, it's Funk Monkey featuring Arsene DeLay. And on January 19th, Eric Johansson. 100% of proceeds generated from ticket sales goes to the Funk Fund that has raised over $550,000 and helped over 700 musicians and gig workers. So join us for a great cause at the Howling Wolf or at FunkyUncle.live.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. The entire coastal town of Grand Isle has finally had electricity restored after Hurricane Ida caused massive damage to the Barrier Islands infrastructure. Here's Jeff Palermo.
Mayor David Camberdale says getting the power back for all of Grand Isle during the coldest month of the year is a significant development in their recovery.
That's a huge milestone. You know, they've finally done it right.
Camberdale says that's because most of the infrastructure that delivers the power is now underground.
It does save a lot of money in the long run, you know.
He says the island has running water, but still working on getting natural gas and internet fully operational.
The progress is going well. We're asking everybody to hang tight.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
It's no secret that New Orleans has been plagued by a slew of carjackings in recent weeks, some at gunpoint. NOPD says they've arrested four people they believe are connected with five carjackings that happened in broad daylight this past Saturday. Police are thankful no one was hurt. They say more such arrests are coming. I'm Kevin Gallagher. This is news on LRN.
First, it was hand sanitizer. Then, it was toilet paper. And now the latest shortage, LSU wins on the football field.
A lot of things are in short supply right now, but LSU News is not one of those things. You can follow along with all the latest updates on LSU sports with Tiger Rag Magazine.
Football, basketball, baseball, volleyball, gymnastics, track, we've got it all. Tiger Rag.
On newsstands. Online at TigerRag.com.
Anyone can get long COVID, even Rob, age 22.
I got COVID in September of 2020, and a few weeks later, I started to have long-term problems. I used to run 5 to 6 miles a day. Now, when I walk up a flight of stairs, I'm gasping for air. It feels like my brain is clouded and I can't think straight.
Getting vaccinated against COVID-19 is the best way to prevent long COVID. Learn more at voicesoflongcovid.org, brought to you by the Louisiana Department of Health.
Hi, this is Barbara Hirsch Napolitano. Join Tracy Napolitano and I every Friday from 5 to 6 on WGSO 990 AM for It's Always Better with Bourbon. Need a great bourbon recipe for the weekend? Want to know what the newest best bourbon is? You want to hear what a master distiller does? Those are some of the things we're going to be talking about. So join us every Friday, 5 to 6. We'll see you there.
Hurricanes and other disasters, whether natural or man-made, are becoming a way of life. For many, like Matthew Goche of Lake Charles, preparing go bags is essential.
We don't view it as a chore. We look at it as a way to have a family activity together. And to get started, we go to jw.org to find the things that we may need.
The effort paid off last August when the strongest hurricane winds in over 150 years battered Louisiana as Laura made landfall. Advanced preparation relieved stress as the Goche family prepared to evacuate. Matthew's wife, Daisy, felt that relief firsthand.
I deal with a lot of anxiety and stress, so for me, I would have been scrambled if I didn't have my go bag ready.
Ashley Reaney, also of Lake Charles, saw the value of go bags.
So we used over half of our go bag items within the first probably 36 hours.
Tips for disaster preparedness and suggestions for putting together your own go bag are available from FEMA at ready.gov, and you can search go bags on jw.org. Finally, Ashley's 10-year-old daughter, Arden, has this sound advice.
You might not think you need one, but trust me, you really will.
When severe weather causes telecom network outages, the FCC recommends that you call 911 only when necessary and limit non-emergency calls. Avoid repetitive redialing to minimize network congestion. Try texting if a call doesn't go through. Conserve cell phone power and turn off your phone when not in use. If evacuated, forward landline calls to your cell phone and use your outgoing message to update your status. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
This song.
Okay, Patriots, welcome back to Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya. The call-in number is 504-556-9696. Speaking of the bumper music we just played, we have the master of that song on the line. The Honorable, this man needs no introduction, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. He is New Orleans' version of Led Zeppelin's Jimmy Page from the rock band Zebra based in New Orleans. The Honorable Randy Jackson. Good evening, Randy.
How you doing, John? What's
great. Happening? We just played your song from first song from side two of 3.5. One of my favorites.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. Yeah, that's a good song. I like it. You'll never know.
Oh yes. And I grew up watching y'all going to KC dances and CYO dances in Metairie. For a quarter, to tell you how I'm giving my age away, buddy.
Yeah, I saw what was it? St. Christopher? Did you go to?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I used to play at the KC dances in Gramercy.
Yeah, we did that too. Gramercy was big. We played at a place out there called the Pink Potato too.
Yeah, that's in Norco.
Yeah, well, it was in the area.
Right. There's a place in Gramercy on Airline Highway called the Crystal Ball, too.
Right. Yeah, that was a crazy place.
We were sneaking in at 15 years old to come watch y'all play.
Yeah, that was our age group. 15 and over.
Yep. So tell the audience how y'all got your start. You and Felix was in a band called Shepherd's Bush, right?
Yeah, Felix and I got together in 1973, I was working at a bar on the corner of Elysian Fields and Robert E. Lee called the Library. And Felix was working next door at a clothing store called LaFont's. And he had a singer in the band already. They were putting the band together. And the singer was working as a daytime manager of the bar I worked in. And he found out I played guitar and, you know, asked if I wanted to join the band. So I met with Felix and then, you know, we got together and we were doing all his original songs that he had written. And we did that for about a year. You know, we had a 5-piece band and a guy named Rusty Hauser on the drums and Tony Kelsick on bass. And like I said, Eldridge Madaire was the singer, let's say. It was kind of strange because him and Felix would both sing the lead. You know, it was like they both sang at the same time. So, but Felix had some great songs, and we started. We played a couple of shows during the time we were together. It probably lasted maybe a little more than a year, and it sort of got me into writing because up until then I had really just been. Learning other people's stuff and working on my chops and stuff, and it got me into writing. So,
that's all you ever played was BC Rich guitars?
Yeah, I got a BC Rich in 1978, I think it was when I got my first BC Rich. And I had a Les Paul that had gotten in a flood, and I needed to get a new guitar. So I went down to a music store in Long Island called Grayson's, and they had a BC Rich there, and the guy I had with me was a guitar player from a band up here called Rat Race Choir. His name was Mark Hitt, and we both checked out this guitar and thought it was great, and so I bought it. It was a BC Rich Mockingbird Supreme. Awesome guitar, but unfortunately it got stolen a couple of years later in Houston.
Yeah, I heard y'all had your equipment stolen.
Yeah.
I have cousins that live on Long Island. You live in Suffolk County. I can tell by your area code.
Yeah.
I have two cousins who are major fans of Zebra, and they couldn't believe they're from New Orleans. Y'all from New Orleans.
Yeah. So they didn't know we were from New Orleans.
I told them, said, y'all from New Orleans.
Yeah. And where do they live?
Bayshore, Huntington.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, we played. We had a place down in Bayshore we used to play all the time. Sundance was the name of it.
Right.
Yeah. And, well, cool. Yeah, a lot of people think we're from. Some people think we're from Long Island originally, but no, we're New Orleans. Born and raised.
I know, but y'all had to go to New York to get your big break because you wasn't. I don't think New Orleans was doing much for rock music down here at the time.
Yeah, we just figured if we got out of New Orleans, we'd have a better shot at getting a record deal, and that turned out to be the truth. You know, this is back in 1976, and we were doing just about as good in the clubs as we were going to do, and we made some connections up here in New York and got a gig up here on a New Year's Eve in 1976, and played the gig and got a couple of more gigs, came back to New Orleans, played some more down there, made some more money, came back to New York that summer, and by the end of the summer, we were doing well enough to where we could just stay here or go to New Orleans, either one. But it worked. It ended up being a good move.
I bet. And y'all were, in your early days, y'all were known for playing Led Zeppelin, second half Beatles song, like from White Album, the hard stuff, and Rush.
We did a lot more stuff than that in the beginning, yeah. But we were really known for Led Zeppelin, there's no doubt. And when we were doing gigs, people would just ask us for more and more Led Zeppelin. And so we ended up doing a lot of it. But we used to play stuff by Robin Trower. We played Stones. One of the songs that people always asked for that they didn't know what it was Blowing Free.
Wishbone Ash.
Yeah, that was a song that we played that people really loved. Rock Candy, Montrose, we loved that song. They used to play that in the clubs in New Orleans when it first came out.
That's Felix's vocals.
Yeah, and we did ZZ Top, Deep Purple, where Guy sang. A lot of stuff. It's amazing how much stuff we did. But yeah, Zeppelin was the big thing, and we did some Rush, and a little bit of Beatles that Zebra did. I remember we played Back in the USSR, but I don't know how much total of Beatles we did. And I ended up playing more Beatles with my acoustic show in the last 20 years than I think we did with Zebra, you know?
Yep. But I tell you, not a good CD you had. Your last one that Zebra recorded, Zebra 4.
Yeah.
Arabian Nights. That song should have made the top 40 rock. That was one of your earlier originals when y'all first got started, Arabian Nights.
No, it wasn't. It was a song that was written by myself and the guy I was just talking about that went to buy the BC Rich guitar, Mark Hitt. Mark and I wrote that song, and that was probably 1988, I'm going to say.
Okay.
That song was written. So we were way past us getting started. I mean, the earlier songs were songs like Free and My Life Has Changed. Those were right in the very beginning. Said before, the last time, that was another song that we did right in the beginning.
I tell you, not a great album y'all had too.
Thanks. Yeah.
All your albums are great. But
I appreciate it.
No Telling Lies was a good one. But that didn't get the attention the other ones got.
No, No Telling Lies kind of fell by the wayside, and it was a shame. I mean, had a lot of great stuff on it. But it was really a kind of a rush job to get it finished in time to release it. And but I think, you know, it was, we did a lot of experimenting on that record. So if you listen to it, when you listen to it from beginning to end, there's a lot of different versions of Zebra on there, you know?
Yes, there is. It's a nice concept album.
Yeah. It's cool.
But
what's happening?
Not much. We got a break, Patty? Okay. We got to go to a break, Randy. Just hang on. We're going to have some callers calling in.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Talk to you in a minute.
Okay.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Friday at 1 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 1 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi. I'm Dickie Brennan, and I'd like to invite you to our new Black Duck Bar, located on the second floor of Palace Cafe. Rum is the chosen spirit of Palace Cafe's Black Duck Bar and features an extensive rum collection from all over the world. Be sure to join us for happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m., with half-price small plates, local draft beer, and tap wine. Look forward to seeing you soon at Palace Cafe's new Black Duck Bar.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot, Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m. in New Orleans, the Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there!
Welcome back, Patriots. This is WGSO, 990 AM, WGSO.com and Facebook Live. Talk lines 504-556-9696. We're back with an interview with our special guest, the Honorable Randy Jackson of Zebra. I think, Randy, we have a caller on the line for you. Miss Kimberly. Go ahead, Miss Kimberly. Good evening. Kimberly? She must have. Try her back, Miss Patty. Mm-hmm. Okay, Randy, we got while we waiting to get Miss Kimberly, we're gonna and tell me how did Guy come into the picture? He's a Californian, right? As Randy?
Okay. She's there. On 1972, and he was, he was chasing his girlfriend. She moved down there. And he decided once he got down there, he was just going to stay. So he kind of got a job and was working down there, and he met, again, through that bar, the library, the a night manager this time introduced me to Guy down in the French Quarter. I met with Guy, and Guy and I started playing together, and I convinced Felix to play bass guitar, and that maybe we could pay his brother back some money that we owed his brother. His brother had loaned us some money for a PA system.
And so, wow.
You know, we started playing some gigs, and we went out. At the time, there were some bands locally doing pretty well, a band called Mink and another band called Star, and they were doing a lot of covers. So we said, we figured we could do that, so we learned some covers. We had a keyboard player at the time. His name was Tim Thorson, and we went out as a four-piece. It wasn't called Zebra, but we went out for a little while as a four-piece doing, like, some Jethro Tull and some... with Tim, I think we did do a little more Beatles. We were doing some stuff from the Abbey Road record. But that was what, you know, the band, the direction of the band at that point. And then we started to play some dances around the city. And Tim was not into playing the dance music. We were going to have to learn some David Bowie and some ZZ Top and stuff that people could dance to. And Tim decided to leave the band, which left us kind of as a three-piece. And we went back and rehearsed some more to become a three-piece band, kind of looked for a singer, decided at the end of the day that we'd just do it ourselves, and then went out as Zebra. And that's how it happened.
Y'all did very well as a three-piece band. Before I go to the first caller, Randy, someone told me to tell you hello. She told me to tell you she loved you. Remember BJ Thompson from Applause? BJ, a chick drummer.
Oh, yeah. BJ has played with Zebra.
Right,
yeah.
I know. She told me to tell you hello.
Oh, you tell her I said hi. She's a great, great drummer.
Okay.
She did us a big solid playing with us when Guy was sick.
Yes, she did. She's great. We got Miss Kimberly on the line. Randy, she wants to talk to you.
Okay.
Good evening, Miss Kimberly.
Good evening.
Hi.
Hello, Miss Kimberly.
Hi, Randy.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I am
good.
You know, retiring from teaching, and I'm following Randy's lead of loving what you do and enjoying what you do, and you know, I can't tell you that there is no one, and even his wife called him a saint when I met her on his 45th, which was really the 46th anniversary, when we went to see them in Long Island. You know, he just is such a great guy.
Yes, he is.
Everybody loves him.
I'm no saint, but I appreciate the sentiment.
No, you are a saint.
You have grandchildren now, Randy?
Yeah, I've got two grandchildren, two little girls, and they're just awesome. We spend as much time with them as we can.
I bet you they think you're a saint.
Yeah, they just, I'm popping to them.
And someone else told me to tell you hello, too, Randy.
Who's that?
Stevie Blaze from Lily Next, New Orleans version of Queen.
Yeah. Stevie is awesome. Awesome guy. We've known each other a long, long time. And he's a great guitarist.
Yes, he is. I've always liked you and Stevie. Y'all never thought y'all were above the totem pole. Y'all always were real people like us.
Right.
Yeah, well,
that's what I mean.
We are real people.
Yeah, they're real people. They're real people. And they are so genuine and just so awesome. I mean, not only their music, and I know originally this was music from the 70s and 80s, but
great decades.
It still lives on. It still lives on. It's the best music ever.
That's right. Even the youngsters are getting into it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
that's
in New In New Orleans, Randy is the New Orleans version of Jimmy Page.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And his protege, Stevie Blaze, is the New Orleans version of Brian May.
Yeah. Well, they rock on in my world. And there is a following of Zebra that
we all
love and follow and can't wait to get enough of it. And he's playing this summer, June 25th, I believe. And I'm going to be living in California by that time. But I'm flying back to see Randy.
Wait until the summer's gone.
Yeah. He's amazing. He's amazing. They're amazing. All of them are amazing. Guy is 70 years old. And he's playing drums.
Guy's 70 years old?
Guy is 70 years old.
He don't look his age.
No, he doesn't.
He's playing better than ever.
He is.
Yeah, Guy's awesome.
He probably has unreal. Gumbo probably took his age away. Randy,
right.
While I got you on the phone, has Zebra ever had a chance to open up for Led Zeppelin in your lifetime?
No.
My lifetime or in
Zebra's life? During Zebra's intercession.
No, we never opened up for Led Zeppelin.
Man, that would be awesome.
Randy was supposed to go and replace the guitar player for Robert at one point.
Robert Plant?
The guitar player in Robert Plant's band. Randy was supposed to, he was all ready to go. And then they gave the guy a second chance to...
Oh, that would have been awesome.
Yeah, I know. Randy, do you want to say anything about that? Or
you're funny, Kimberly.
I know. I love you, though. You know, I'm doing this in your best interest because...
I appreciate it.
You have so much talent.
Yes, he does.
Is so unbelievably... undermined, underlooked, I don't know. I told Randy I'm going to get him into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, and that is my goal.
Yes.
Because he deserves it.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does. And I won't let anything stop me.
Let's get him in there. Let's get him in there.
I know. He is so deserving. And such a nice guy. Such a nice guy.
Okay.
He's a really nice guy.
Nice talking with you, Miss Kimberly. Randy, it was great having you as an interview. Unfortunately, show is about to end. But we're going to keep in touch.
Okay, man. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Randy.
Take care.
Until next week, Patriots, put God first.
Need a new roof? See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman. See the pros at See Freeman Enterprises. 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Place, Louisiana. 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs.
Get ready, Raider New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only.
January 22nd and 23rd.
In West Wego at the Ilario Center.
Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, January 22nd and 23rd
in West Wego at the Ilario Center.
Show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
This is